Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
Typically when we do this segment, There I Said It, we feel a lot better.
Yeah, it's like a weight just lifted off.
Right? You got to clear the air. You got something on your chest this morning? Get it off. 585-252-9800. Let's get to some hot takes. We got a lot of messages on this Monday, the 19th of May. Andrea's weighing in first. And she says, people will support you all the time until you start doing better than them in life.
That's so true.
Be careful who your friends are. There, I said it. You can relate, huh, Breeze?
No, I so can.
You can relate more than you would like to admit.
I know. It's so bad. It really is. It's like everyone... I don't want to get too deep in the weeds with it, but it's like, well, everyone's like, follow your dreams. I'm here for you. Like, I'll be here for you every step of the way until you actually achieve said dream. And they're like, you've changed.
You're not the same person.
This actually happened with me with a friend who I don't really speak to that much anymore. When I first got my job here on PXY, I was like, this is literally my like lifelong dream, right? And she's like, you're just like not the same since you've, you know, gotten that job on the radio. Like, I'm excited. I'm happy. So, of course, yeah, I'm not the same.
Well, it hasn't been a lifelong dream. When did you actually know you
lifelong.
Wanted to do it?
Lifelong.
At five, you knew the radio was it for you?
I think I did. Well, I was doing performances the ripe age of five on my parents' step. So, yeah.
You and me
it
both.
It was kind of... But, right. You know, these things happen. Mimi here. Self-care is expensive. If you want me to look good, you've got to understand that comes with a price tag. Gym membership, hair care, skin care, teeth whitening, etc. Don't complain about the cost if you love the result. There, I said it.
Yeah, if you love the result, you got to be willing to dish that money out.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is, but this text said, ladies, you do not have to wear underwear with leggings. I promise you will not get an infection.
No, you don't.
I said it.
I can totally co-sign that. You do not have to.
Why do I feel like this is some creepy guy texting in right now?
Because it probably is.
Let's go over to Dave. Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's. To all the disgusting... Oh, it is a fast food text. Oh, how interesting. To all the disgusting slobs that listen to this show... Fast food, oh my God, fast food is not designed to be satisfying. It's designed to be addictive. Wake up. There, I said it. I disagree.
What do you mean?
Well, come on. You've had nuggies. They're satisfying.
I'm fulfilled. I'm fulfilled. I'm fulfilled for like 0.1 second. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, my stomach.
Remember when we went to McDonald's together and they forgot your sauce? And on the very last nugget, that's when you decided you were going to sue them?
They're so annoying.
All right, let's go.
I only really eat McDonald's like maybe twice a year. But when I do, I love it. And then I feel horrible about myself. Not because I ate it, but the indigestion is just, it's too much.
Have you ever had a Big Mac?
Still no. You've never had a Big Mac. You know that I haven't.
I just wasn't sure if you went behind my back yet.
It's the best running bit we have. Why would I ruin that without video content?
That's true. JC says passing a cyclist should be mandatory for your driver's exam. If you can't pass a person on their bike that is following the rules of the road, you shouldn't be allowed to drive at all. It's basic public safety. Also, you should be taking public transportation. There, I said it.
Okay.
JC sounds like he's a cyclist.
Okay, this kind of piggybacks off of that. The city that you enjoyed in your 20s isn't trash now. You're just old.
How did that piggyback?
And that's why, what do you mean?
How did that
piggyback? I mean, people are cycling in the city. People are cycling down Park Ave all the time. It's not that I don't like Park Ave. It's not that I don't like Rochester, but I'm a Fairport girl now, so.
By the way, I don't understand when people get pissed off at bikers for not being on the sidewalk. They can't ride on the sidewalk. That would make things way worse. As a kid, sure. But they belong on the street. There is bike lanes on the street.
Yeah.
Some of them just suck. Yeah. I think we can all agree with that. Well, let's go over to Karen. Hi, Moose and Breezy. So I find people who do this hilarious, but you don't become cultured by spending a week in Bali or sipping wine in Italy. There, I said it. This is low-key my sister to a T, and it's so annoying.
Ibiza. I spent the summer in Ibiza. Okay.
I'm cultured.
So cultured. I love that moment for you. This is interesting. Friendships die the moment you are in love. There, I said it.
Why is that?
I honestly kind of agree with this. You know, everyone's like, I'm in love with my best friend. It's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Like, that's not your best friend. That's the love of your life. Like, there's a difference. And yes, you can feel a strong friendship with your partner, of course. But there's...
Why can't they be your best friend?
It's different.
Maybe for you.
No.
I would like to think that my mother is my father's best friend.
She doesn't have any other friends?
She does, sure.
She doesn't have any other best... Well, we know what happened, but...
No, she does. She has best friends, but I'm just saying, like, that's your... That becomes your best friend, does it not?
No. No, I think they can be your best friend, but the friend, no.
Why, though?
Because it's not the same. It's not the same.
You can't even explain yourself.
No, because, like... The reason you have a best friend in life is to bitch about everybody else. That's the reason you have a best friend.
Including your partner.
They can be there for you. Yes, including your partner. They can be there for you in times when nobody else can and be an ear and a shoulder and everything, every other body part you can name. Like, maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe I am. But I can wholeheartedly say that I don't get angry or upset with my best friend ever. Like, I never really get annoyed with her. I'm never really talking about her to anybody unless I'm saying good things about her.
Yeah. You know, one of my best buddies of almost 22 years, I've never really gotten in a fight with him. Isn't that crazy?
But that's what I'm saying. I mean,
I'm not saying I disagree with you, because I'm the type of guy where, all in all, I don't think I would want my spouse to be my best friend.
Nah. Nah.
All right,
I know my girlfriend's gonna be like, what? I'm not saying that Patrice and I aren't best friends. I think she is my best friend. It's different.
You gotta have a go-to.
It's different.
Yeah, you guys have sex. It's different. All right, let's go to Steve. And we'll wrap it up. Steve says, after hitting 35, I've come to the realization that I just want a very boring girl who doesn't like to go out a ton, enjoys making sourdough bread, and enjoys arts and crafts. I think women like this today are impossible to find. There, I said it. Aww. I don't know, Steve. There's plenty of girls like that that live in the South Wedge. Just keep your head up, buddy. You'll find her. You'll find her, buddy.
Oh, I hate it here.
Pigs by Mornings, Moose Breezy. A new bill was introduced in New York that seeks to enhance transparency when it comes to car pricing. And it's requiring that tariff-induced price increases be displayed on all new cars sold within the state. So it's known as the Tariff Transparency Act. That was introduced by State Senator Jeremy Cooney, and the bill would require a display on all new vehicles for sale. And I know some of those tags sometimes, when you walk into a dealership, it's like, how much is this? It's like, well, it's worth $34,000. We're selling it for $70,000. So it's going to
be so true, though.
So it's going to show you an estimate of any increase in price resulting directly or indirectly from tariffs imposed by the federal government. So on that window sticker, that's where you learn how the price of the vehicle is calculated. And what we're doing in our legislation, said Cooney, is providing more consumer information so that they can know the impact of tariffs on the price of the vehicle. And he emphasized that the bill is about fostering accountability and trust between a salesperson and customers, because sometimes salesmen don't have the best reputation.
Right.
Come on down. No credit, no problem. No license, no problem. No legs, you're fine.
No bank account, no problem. We'll figure it out.
So they want to feel that they're not misleading their customer. Everything is transparent.
Right.
You know, here's the cost, but because of the tariff policy that President Trump has put into place and all the federal lawmakers, we have to charge you this much more money, Cooney said. And that's the whole point of the Tariff Transparency Act. So you'll see that now at dealerships within New York State. It's all about being transparent.
We love the tariff transparency. So your resale value of this is going to plummet. So thank you so much for shopping with us today.
You know who's transparent? My friends at Ide. So go see my friends at the Ide family of dealerships. They'll get you into a new car. Coming up on the show, treating kids like adults.
Yeah, listen, I guess we've talked about this before on the show about how when my little cousin's daughter was giving me attitude and I was like, what's your problem?
Oh,
my
yeah.
My mom's like, she's four. But
that's right.
Okay. I guess I just like, when it comes, to, I'm just so, I put everyone on the same playing field.
I'm
an equalist. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just want to make sure that everyone has an equal opportunity.
Right.
Even if it's not the opportunity that maybe they were hoping for. But last night, on the final day of the Rochester Lilac Festival, I found myself in a situation that my girlfriend was cringing on the inside. She was like, you can't do that. I'm like, why not? Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened and if I'm in the wrong, coming up next.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
KPXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter Tour in her hometown of Houston.
You know, I think some of us more than others have to remind ourselves that you can't always treat kids and talk to them the same way you would an adult.
Yeah.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
I have a very hard time with that.
Well, how many of you catch yourself doing this? Because, Breezy, yesterday you did this at Lilac Festival and your girlfriend was mortified.
Mortified. Absolutely mortified. So, I don't know. I mean, like, I am the worst ever when it comes to placing someone's age. Like, kid, adult, tween, I don't know age.
You put them all at the same level.
I'm so anti-ageist, it's not even funny. You know what I mean? So.
It's odd, but I know what you mean. It's just odd that you would do that. You're talking to a 52-year-old man the same way you would a 7-year-old child.
And I think that's just on me being fully me. I'm not going to change myself for anyone. Sorry. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I refuse. I'm so authentically myself that I'm not going to change the way I'm speaking, although it may be, you know, PC and I should be altering myself ever so slightly.
Can we go back to the time you had lunch with your cousin?
Yeah, let's do a little recap.
Her daughter and your mom.
So my mom, my aunt, and then my cousin's daughter, so I guess my second cousin technically.
Yes.
We're out to lunch at the mall. And I live like literally right near the mall. So my mom was like, join us. I was like, okay. So I met up with them. And this must have been like fall, summer. I'm not sure. And I go up and approach them at the table. And I was like, hey, guys. And my mom says hi to me. My aunt says hi to me. And like my little second cousin refuses to speak to me.
Right. No recognition.
And I'm like, hi. How you doing?
Crickets.
And after the third hello, I was like, what's your problem? My mom was like, she's four.
She's four. So we're not going to talk to her like that.
We're not going to. And then she started to get a little like scared of me. I'm like, no, but like genuinely, what's your issue? Don't disrespect me in the middle of champs. What's wrong with you?
You see what I'm saying here, guys?
So a similar situation happened last night. My girlfriend was absolutely mortified. So we were at Lilac Festival for the last day, and they had this huge red Adirondack chair sponsored by KeyBank. And it was like a focal point of the festival. Everyone was sitting on it, taking photos. So
it's similar to the one they have at Pelican's Nest.
Correct, same thing. So we're sitting on the chair, and I'm like, it takes like 20 minutes to get in the chair because it's so high and you got to hoist yourself up and whatever. So I can't like get out of the chair to like find someone to take a picture of us. Because I was like, let's take a picture in this. This would be cute. You know, whatever content. And I'm just like barking orders from the chair at like anybody who will listen. I'm like, hey, like, will someone take a photo? And this little girl is passing. God, she must have been like, I don't know, maybe 7, 8.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey. And she looks at me and she's like, I'm like, will you take a photo of us? And she points at herself, like me, and she runs. She goes, Mom! She starts running.
It's called like, stranger danger,
Patrice
Breezy.
Like, you just literally scared her, the living daylights out of her. Stranger danger.
Asking
you can't talk to a child. First of all, you can't ask a kid to take a photo of us.
No,
that's crazy.
Seven years old.
What are you doing? What are you doing? That's, self-awareness.
There's thousands of people at Lilac Festival, and the one person walking by to take your photo, you as a 7-year-old. I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, I couldn't either. But I was desperate. So she completely ignored me and ran to her mom sobbing.
I find it interesting that your girlfriend is younger than you by a couple of years.
She's literally 1 year younger than me.
Typically schooling you on how to behave in society. But, you know, for whatever reason, she's younger, but has more life experience. See, because
I wouldn't say life experience. I think just manners in general.
Yeah, right. I don't have kids. Basic. I don't have kids of my own. And I sometimes have to remind myself when I'm speaking to my niece and nephew that they're also not 41. So I can't be that direct with them. But if they were to ask a genuine question, for example, like, I have to stop myself from giving a genuine adult answer.
Right.
If they ask where babies come from, my initial reaction would be to tell them. No stories about storks or magic. I would just be fully transparent.
You sending links to use, sites are crazy.
I would be tempted to just speak to them like an adult and use the correct language and terminology. And this is why I need to be supervised.
Yeah, nobody trusts you with the nieces and nephews.
I think my sister-in-law would have my head. If I were to speak to my niece and nephew about where babies come from before she got the opportunity to explain to them, can you imagine?
No, they would be in therapy for the rest of their life.
Can you imagine?
No, that's really tough. So I guess that's something that I like need to work on, especially before I have kids of my own, God willing. Like, I don't know if it's just because like I haven't really been around many kids or if I'm just such a blunt person that I'm like, hey.
I think it's a little bit of both.
A little bit of both,
yeah. To be completely honest.
But I was, I'm not going to say I was embarrassed because I definitely wasn't, but I was just kind of like, oh, you can't really say that? Sounds good.
Asking a four-year-old what their problem is wild to
me. Yeah, that was wild. That was, I was on one that day. I really was. I was kind of pissed. But she sent me over the edge, so that's her fault.
Do you even have assets? What are you pissed off about?
Oh, I'm like, are you paying for lunch? I didn't think so. So... take that frown and turn that upside down. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
the
you're gonna
disrespect.
You're going to be a great mom, Breezy.
Thank you.
End
no,
up
I know.
6 o'clock news, Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.